I will present here my Tasmota replacement designed for the BL602 platform by Buffalo Lab, offering, among others, the ability to pair our device with Home Assistant via MQTT. I will show here how you can easily upload the batch to the BL602 using a simple USB to UART converter, and I will also describe the SDK compilation process for people who would like to program this platform on their own. In addition, I will present two interesting demos from SDK BL602. Why program BL602? The motivation is the same as with the platforms I discussed earlier. Own firmware allows you to free the IoT product from the manufacturer's servers, avoid possible loss of control over this product when these servers go down, avoid tracking and collecting data by the manufacturer, and additionally allows you to combine products from different manufacturers into one ecosystem. What I'm creating here is a Tasmota for other platforms. Used module with BL602 modules with BL602 or related systems can be purchased at relatively low prices. But the main principle of my operation is release of finished IoT products with closed programming of their manufacturers. So I used such a product for this topic. It served as a testing ground for me. RGB LED strip with IR remote control and Wi-Fi. MWIR RGB Magic Home Pro. I described the details in the device interiors section. Onboard this driver is BL602 and three transistors controlled by PWM. Connection sketch. What firmware is this? The firmware repository is here. My firmware for BL602 is basically a port of my OpenBeacon. Actually, OpenBeacon has been reworked so that it is now a cross-platform application supporting the BK7231T, BK7231N, XR809, and BL602 chips. The initiative was launched on these topics. WB2S BK7231 tutorial. We create our own firmware. UDP, TCP, HTTP, MQTT. My HTTP server, configurator, MQTT support with Home Assistant. For the user, downloading the compiled OpenBL602 OpenBeacon batch for BL602. My GitHub repository has a script that automatically compiles online binaries for the BK7231N, BK7231T, and XR809 platforms. Unfortunately, BL602 is not yet supported by it. For this reason, the batch should be downloaded from the releases_BL602 folder. In the future, this may change and we will download the batch from the releases tab on the right. For the user, hardware connection. You need a USB to UART converter with 3.3 volts logic levels, a 10K resistor, maybe a 3.3 volts LDO regulator, as it is not on our board and wires. We connect RX from the module to TX UART, TX from the module to RX UART, boot from the module to the 10K resistor to the power supply, but we leave it open. We connect it only for programming. Wait to wait. 3.3 volts power supply. If there is an LDO on the board, we can give 5 volts to its input from USB. Details here. For me, it looks like this. Note, if you connect the 5 volts power supply from USB to the LDO input or step-down converter on the BL602 board and then connect the 12 volts power supply, you will damage at least the USB to UART adapter and maybe also the USB itself. During programming, disconnect the external power. For the user, uploading the batch. In order to upload the batch, we need to 1. Connect the boot signal to the power supply through a 10K resistor. 2. Disconnect and reconnect power. Reboot with boot signal up to power. 3. In bldevcube.exe, select the following files. 4. Make sure that the UART port is not in use, e.g., if we do not have it open in real term. If so, we close it. 5. Click download, which means send the batch to BL602. Ready. Now to run the batch, we disconnect the boot, leave it loose, and disconnect the power for a while, then restore it. Device logs will still be available with baud equals 2000, as in SDK demos. For the user, open BL602 configuration. The configuration of my batch port on the BL602 is analogous to the configuration described in these topics. QuiaChip Smart Switch, BK7231N, CB2S, Interior, Programming, Garden Double Relay Tuya, CCWFIO232PK, BK7231T, Programming. It is also worth reading the topic, Tutorial Home Assistant.